And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
The show with Jen and Truda, Thursday morning, the 12th of October. Hello, good morning.
Hey, we were just watching Travis Kelce do the one chip challenge. Have you seen this video where he takes this crazy hot chip, the Pocky chips?
Yeah.
And you eat this one potato chip, and it's made with, like, the hottest pepper ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're supposed to, like, not try to drink milk or do anything, and he's just melting.
It's so hot, he gets the hiccups.
Yes.
Okay. Is the one chip challenge something I should know?
Or I don't think so. I don't think we need to start that.
I may or may not have emailed the company yesterday and asked them to send us some.
Oh, no.
Great.
So that
we
can try
what...
it. These Pocky chips, I don't know if you can only order them online, because I tried to see if they were available like at stores or anything, and I could only find them online.
Hmm.
So, seeing if we can get some sent to us.
They're locked up in the case where they put razor blades.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
At, like, a grocery store.
They're behind the counter.
Yeah. Taste your fierce Friday.
So I'm not a fan of hot stuff. I mean, come on.
And it's one chip. One chip, and everyone doing it is just melting down like you're making out with a dragon after you eat this thing.
Well, I love hot stuff, but I don't think that looks enjoyable.
I believe it was Greg Olson, the athlete, who said, it feels like you just went to a volcano, grabbed some lava, and shoved it in your mouth. So there's
If that's not enticing, well, I don't know what is.
I'd rather quote Caitlin Olson than that, so I don't know.
So you're saying no when I get these? I'm not trying.
I'm passing.
Good.
I'll try it. It will probably kill me, but I'll try it. I bet Joey
Are you
going to
do the whole
Joey
thing in your mouth
stuff?
Like that one they did?
I'll give it a try, I guess. If it happens.
Are you going to put the whole chip in your mouth, though?
Yeah, I'll try it. I mean, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, right? There's no point in half doing it. It's going to burn either way. I might as well burn all the way.
That's great logic, man.
Why go halfway with a chip challenge? Then it's a half chip challenge. Then I'm not doing it.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing this.
That makes sense. Well, okay. We'll see.
By the way, Travis Kelce just looks good doing it, so feel free to Google that.
If the next person voted off of the Dancing with the Stars.
10 items or less for Thursday morning. News reports suggest that downed power lines and exploding transformers might have started the deadly Northern California fires. According to ABC 7 TV in San Francisco, emergency dispatch recordings from when the fires began Sunday night include calls about power lines falling in high winds and transformers exploding. The Boy Scouts announced plans to admit girls starting next year and establish a new program for older girls using the same curriculum as the Boy Scouts. Under the plan, Cub Scout dens will be single gender, either all boys or all girls. The larger packs will have the option to welcome both genders if they choose. The program for older girls is expected to start in 2019 and will enable girls to earn the rank of Eagle Scout. Boy Scout leaders say the change is needed to provide more options for parents. The Girl Scouts organization has criticized the initiative, saying it strains the century-old bond between the two groups. Maybe I'm naive. I don't get this. Like, we have... is this just so everyone's included? I mean, we have Girl Scouts.
Well, from what I understand, and I'm an Eagle Scout,
right.
So I went through the entire program. The way that I get it is, what people are saying is that Girl Scouts to them isn't the same as Boy Scouts.
Okay.
So they might learn different things, you know?
Right.
So I don't know what Girl Scouts learn, but maybe they want that experience. If you guys did camping, learn knots and how to wood carve things.
So couldn't they just include
tell
that?
Tell stupid stories and dad jokes.
Why can't they just move that program to Girl Scouts?
Right.
I don't know. That's a good question. Ask the Girl Scouts again, but they're two separate organizations, so.
Right. If you wanted the same curriculum, you could just move that curriculum into your program. But I don't, you know, my kids aren't in Girl Scouts, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Right?
But
I just wish they had girls when I was in Cub Scouts. Hey.
When did you get your Eagle Scout?
1993. Yeah.
Which put you in high school-ish?
Right at high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, like right at freshman year of high school.
Oak Park Mall announced that they will be closed on Thanksgiving. The mall's going to reopen at 6 a.m. on Friday, November 24th, for people who do want to Black Friday shop. The Legends Outlets has also said they will be closed on Thanksgiving and will also reopen at 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Shaylee, you're in with me this year. We're going Black Friday shopping, yes?
I think I have to wash my hair.
How can you not want to go with me? I've done this every year for like 15 years. Andy Cohen going to replace Kathy Griffin for CNN's New Year's Eve show. The Bravo host and executive producer will join Anderson Cooper for the network's 11th New Year's Eve special. CNN cut ties with Griffin after she posted a photo of herself holding a fake severed head resembling President Trump. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Impossible question this morning could be impossible. If you and your significant other don't have this in common, you are 30% more likely to break up within the first year. What is it?
All right. Let's ask people like Tiffany. Tiffany, what do you think we need to have in common with our spouse?
Sense of humor.
Oh, sense of humor. Very important. Not the right answer here.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you. Brian, you're at work this morning. What do you think, bud? What do you need to have in common with the spouse?
Whether you want kids or not.
Very important. Not what we're looking for.
Okay. About to Janelle in Greenwood. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I was along with Brian. It was the topic on children, whether or not to have them.
Not it.
All right, thank you, Janelle. Daniel, give it a shot, my man. What do you think we need to have in common with our spouse?
Probably the same hobbies or
interests. You're on the right track if you could be more specific.
Huh?
What hobby or interest? I'll start to give hints here in a little bit.
Okay. All right, Daniel. We're going to call that Lee Summit. Here's Justin. What do you think, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
I think it's friends.
That would be important, but not the right answer.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thank you. Mm.
Shaylee guessed politics. That is incorrect.
I think that'd be a big one.
Oh, that would
probably especially now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is something just kind of fun. You're probably doing this together on the weekends. Specifically, Sundays would be a time you might be doing this. Or Monday night.
All right, let's go. I don't even know what that means, but hey, Eudora, here's Megan. Let's take a couple more before the break here. What do you think, Megan?
Like financial.
Money, always important. Not the right answer, though.
Okay. 816-576-7102. Get your guesses in. Last one here before the break. We'll do Renee. Good morning, Renee.
Hi.
Hello.
What do you think, Renee?
I'm thinking the same TV shows.
Oh, no.
Oh.
All right, thank you.
So close.
It
getting
is close.
Closer. You would watch this on TV, but what are you watching on
I
TV?
I get where you're going. What's coming up in the entertainment news?
Ooh, did you see what James Vanderbeek revealed on Twitter late last night? This is interesting. We'll discuss that. And a Kansas City man is on a reality show. It's one of my favorites. We'll tell you about that in entertainment news.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Do it. 6:37 back on The Show Thursday morning, looking for the winner of Jen's impossible question.
If you and your significant other don't have this in common, you're 30% more likely to break up within the first year.
All right, well, we'll resume our phone calls. Adam is in Liberty. Good morning, Adam. What do you think?
Is it interest in football?
Your favorite sports team. Yeah.
There you go.
If you don't have the sports team, your favorite one, in common, you're 30% more likely to break up within the first year.
Wow.
Well,
so
that's what I've been doing wrong.
Shaylee, you got to find a Vikings fan. That's your problem. Huh. Yep. You got it. We'll give you your choice of tickets, Liberty Corn Maze or KC Rep, to go check out the new show Fences, all right?
Very cool. Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
12th of October.
Celebrating birthdays today, Tony and Emmy Award-winning actor Hugh Jackman is 49. From Growing Pains, the man I thought I was going to marry when I was young, Kirk Cameron is 47. And from The Hunger
Games, you
were
left behind.
I was. For a much hotter woman. And from The Hunger Games trilogy, actor Josh Hutcherson is 25. Ben Affleck is apologizing for groping an actress and former MTV host on the air in 2003 when she was hosting MTV's TRL. Hillary Burton, who we love, she always comes to Kansas City for Big Slick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She spoke out about the encounter with Affleck on Twitter after Affleck had condemned disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein yesterday. Now Affleck wrote on Twitter, "I acted inappropriately toward Miss Burton and I sincerely apologize." Burton hosted TRL before she landed a role on TV's One Tree Hill in the early 2000s.
It's a slippery slope when people start to comment on things casting stones at glass houses.
And it's awfully hard when it's caught on camera. So there's no way to back
there's
out
proof.
Of that. James Vanderbeek has revealed he, too, was a victim of sexual harassment. The 40-year-old Dawson's Creek star spoke out about his experiences as a younger actor in Hollywood. On Twitter late last night, Vanderbeek said he had been the target of older men. He said, "I've had my ass grabbed by older, powerful men. I've had them corner me in inappropriate sexual conversations when I was much younger." He went on to say, "I understand the unwarranted shame, powerlessness, and inability to blow the whistle. There's a power dynamic that feels impossible to overcome." He also went on to say, "I applaud everybody speaking out against Weinstein." And I love this. Those of you who are obsessed with Food Network like me, not only does Holiday Baking Championship premiere November 6th, but there's a Kansas City guy competing.
Oh, really?
And if my internet stalking is accurate, and I believe it is, he now works in Overland Park, but he also used to work at the Intercontinental and the Adams Mark. This guy has got to win Holiday Baking Championship.
So you can stalk him, huh?
I've already contacted the people. We have an interview coming soon, so we will chat with him and see what's happening on Holiday Baking Championship and our Kansas City guy competing. The story is up on our Facebook page if you want to check it out.
His mom's going to be here baking for the Christmas party. It's just all sorts of stuff, right?
Yes. That's your entertainment news for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We do have pink tickets to give away. We will do that about 8:20, getting a lot of questions about that on the text line. So, yeah, 8 o'clock hour for pink tickets. Here within the next 20 minutes or so, your chance at Janet Jackson tickets.
All right, should we tell her?
No, I think we should wait.
Oh, okay. You want to wait?
Oh, maybe we should tell her.
No, let's just tell her.
Okay.
So we're going to be busy giving away the tickets.
That's true.
Now, tomorrow's Friday the 13th. You know, this is great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We have a special announcement tomorrow.
Ooh, exciting.
Just for you, Jen.
Yep. Just for me.
Yes.
Just for you.
That's right.
Because I also don't see Hanson anywhere here in this studio.
I know. Hanson playing that sold-out show in Lawrence tonight, and I told Shayla yesterday, I literally emailed Taylor Hanson. Mm-hmm. One of the boys from Hanson. I emailed him. I emailed their dad. I emailed their tour manager. They were not going to come in studio today.
You sure it just wasn't some guy named Taylor Hanson?
I mean, that's possible. Look, I don't know. I mean,
she just found it on Google.
Random email address.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, no, I did not get Hanson to come in studio for you today.
Mm. So we have cooked up a little surprise for you. Surprise announcement, I guess.
Oh, sure. Right.
Okay. So that'll happen tomorrow.
We don't want you at all to be scared. We want you to show up as normal tomorrow. Everything's going to be just fine.
I'm actually not worried. My only fear is that, and here's a sincere fear, is because I know that you know I'm deathly afraid of snakes. And so if a snake comes in here, it's fine. But honestly, when I tell you I will have a heart attack, like, it's not going to be funny when you have to call 911 live on the air and you've then have a large lawsuit on your hands
because
you've killed someone live on the air.
It will be funny because I won't dial it right.
True.
And then I'll get like the Westport coffee shop. And you'll be hosed.
But do what you feel is appropriate. You do whatever you want.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine.
But if there's a snake
to me,
in here,
that's a blessing.
Yeah, it is, right.
Okay. And I'm bawling uncontrollably.
I've got to say, we've been working on this for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. That would be my reaction, would be to bawl uncontrollably and then probably pass out.
Is there anything else that we could bring that would warrant that kind of reaction?
I mean, I don't like rats, but the rats have been here from Ratman from the haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
That I can handle a little easier.
Okay.
Other than that, not off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, I just have to tell everybody out there, tomorrow, the special Friday the 13th edition of the show.
I'm intrigued.
You must be here. Something
for the very
special
last
for Jen.
Minute of the show.
It is. It's got to be right at 9 o'clock,
yep.
too. The way the timing works out.
Yep.
Whatever's going to be here, it's right at 9 a.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
She's going to start Googling everything in a minute.
I know, right?
No, I have a gut feeling what it is, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait on that. We'll see. Tomorrow at 9, that's when we find out.
That's when you find out.
That's when I find out.
That's when it gets here.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Tonight, you can watch a live stream of an asteroid that's going to come pretty close to Earth. NASA says the space rock's going to come within 31,000 miles of Earth. That's far enough that it's not going to be a threat, but close enough that an observatory in Hawaii is going to offer live streaming of the flyby. The show on SLOOH.com, which is SLOOH.com, is going to begin at 7 p.m. So Coach, like Coach Bags, the purses that everybody has and loves, has announced that they're going to be renamed Tapestry.
What?
The mm-hmm. new name is Tapestry. The company say they settled on Tapestry because it was easily understandable and didn't sound too corporate.
Yeah, it also doesn't sound like coach.
Yeah.
You know?
That's easy.
So,
and we've known it for
years.
Millions of years.
Right. Now, I did read that the store name and all the accessories that it produces will remain Coach. So I don't know if it's just like the stock market ticker that's changing to Tapestry. You know, like, it's just the corporate name that's changing. But I guess the bags and the wallets will still be Coach.
Oh, okay.
So to me, the name change
really is changing.
Yeah, I don't think it's affecting us as consumers. We still get the bag with the C on it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. So you're not walking around going, is that the new Tapestry bag?
Right. And Shaylee was so distraught by this name 2 hours ago. She's like, I can't think of a worse name. There's no worse name than Tapestry.
There really isn't. Because what are you going to say? Check out my new Tapestry?
No. You could call it Weinstein. That would be worse.
Well, I mean, they did it in the medieval times. I would come see my new Tapestry.
No. Do you know what a tapestry is?
It's a rug, right?
Well, a tapestry could be a piece of artwork. You could have Carole King album. Wasn't that Tapestry?
It was, yes.
There you go.
It was actually a medieval Weinstein pickup line. You want to come see my Tapestry?
Wow. Chiefs starting tight end Travis Kelce did not practice. Remains in NFL concussion protocol. Kelce was injured in Sunday's win in Houston. Head coach Andy Reid says Kelce's doing well, but must wait for NFL clearance. You know, he was out Monday at the CoverGirl football camp.
Okay.
Tuesday, he was at Kansas City Fashion Week. Yesterday, there was video of him going viral doing the one chip challenge where he's eating this crazy hot chip, trying not to drink milk after he... So I've never seen Travis Kelce more than I have after he got a concussion. Right. He's everywhere doing everything.
But you got to wait for clearance.
That's right. And Arby's is taking their venison sandwiches nationwide. These sandwiches were only available in a few states last year, but that's going to change on October 21st when all 3,300 Arby's restaurants will be carrying this deer meat sandwich. The sandwich features a thick-cut venison steak sourced from a supplier in New Zealand. The meat is topped with crispy onions and a berry sauce. The fast food chain is also testing out an elk sandwich. That's only going to be available in Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana.
Mm-hmm.
That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
Brian Truda.
We have the meat.
The show with Jen and Truda. We'll be right back.
On KC 1021.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Janet Jackson coming to Sprint Center a week from tonight. We've got tickets for you right now. I asked a bunch of random people across Kansas City some questions. We'll give you multiple choice as you try to guess their answer.
All right, should we start on the phone?
Let's go for it.
All right, we'll begin in Independence. Oh, Rihanna, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing great.
All right, I asked an adult female this question, Rihanna.
The Chiefs are undefeated. They play the Steelers this Sunday. Who's going to win and what is your score prediction?
Do you think she said Chiefs 100-30, Steelers 2-0, or Steelers 21-7? What do you think, Rihanna? Chiefs.
Say it again. Sorry.
Do you think she said Chiefs 100-30, Steelers 2-0, or Steelers 21-7?
The third one.
Let's listen.
Steelers.
And score?
21-7.
Yes.
All right.
You got it right. You're officially in the running for the Janet tickets, which we'll give away here in just a second. Hang on.
All right. Shawnee, here's Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
All right, Crystal, I asked an adult male this question.
When is the appropriate time to put up a Christmas tree?
Did he say mid-December, right after Halloween, or never?
I would say never.
Okay, let's listen.
Right after Halloween. I think the day after Halloween's perfect.
Oh,
he's early.
Geez, he's on top of it.
Sorry, Crystal.
All right, Olathe, here's Joey. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, how are you?
Doing well.
All right, Joey, I asked a fifth grade girl this question.
Name a song that makes you think of Halloween.
Did she say Thriller, Uptown Funk, or My Witch's Brew?
The first one.
Thriller. All right, let's listen.
Halloween classic?
Yeah, what it was called, My Witch's Brew.
Oh, My Witch's Brew. Mm-hmm. I am not familiar with that song.
Neither am I.
Apparently huge in the fifth grade world. No tickets for Joey.
Okay. Green Valley, here's Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
All right, Kathy. I asked an adult woman this.
What is a fingerling?
Now, did she say a new Netflix series, a dessert, or a weird Halloween costume? What did she say a fingerling is?
Well, I don't think it's any of those things.
You're correct. It's not any of those.
say, what's the choices again?
A Netflix series, a dessert, or a weird Halloween costume?
I'm going to say some Netflix show.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
A dessert.
She said a dessert. Mm-hmm. The fingerling is actually little monkeys.
Potato.
Well, there is a potato. Yes, there is a fingerling potato. But also, this is the new hot toy for this year. These little tiny baby monkeys that attach to kids' fingers. The fingerling. The hot new toy. So I'm sorry.
Thank you, Kathy. And that just leaves one.
Yes. We've got our winner, the very first
Rihanna.
Call.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, you are going to be seeing Janet Jackson at Sprint Center next Thursday.
Yay.
Yeah. All right. There you go. You survived the gauntlet that is the questions.
Well done. When do you think you should put up a Christmas tree?
Middle of November. Oh, you asking me or are you asking?
Anybody.
Shaylee? I say after Halloween.
I try to wait till the day after Thanksgiving, but sometimes it goes up a couple days early.
That late?
Yeah.
You know, just because we're gone for Thanksgiving to the cabin, we typically get it before Thanksgiving, like the weekend before.
So that you come home to it. It's beautiful.
That's right. Because I know if we don't, otherwise I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Day after Halloween, he says, though. Wow.
I'm good with that.
That dude's on top of it. Come on. Save Halloween first. All right. Shaylee's All Access is coming up here.
Taylor Swift is launching something new extremely soon. A celebrity singer is pregnant. And what celebrity forgot Ryan Gosling's name? I'll tell you next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is Thursday morning at The Show, and Shaylee has the All Access.
So Taylor Swift is going to release an app, her own app. She's going to call it The Swift Life, and it's going to have exclusive content and social media features for all of her fans. I know you're laughing at me right now, but I'm totally going to download it.
From what I saw, it's basically Instagram.
Yeah, so essentially it's like a version of Instagram or Snapchat that's devoted to all things Taylor, and it's going to be a community-based experience for fans to connect with each other and possibly her. Like I told you yesterday, she was commenting on fans' Instagram posts.
Right.
There's even going to be Taymoji stickers. Yes.
Click here for Taylor Grams.
Oh my God, that's genius.
Well, I see she should hire me then. What? Is this all part of the thing where you can earn like concert tickets and stuff?
If you download the app,
you
get better seats? Probably not, because this one isn't coming out till the end of the year. It's in just select markets right now in the test phase. So, not yet, anyway.
When does it end?
What?
She's going to come out with a Taylor phone next.
Oh, she's got to have some sort of line coming to Target. There's got to be Taylor sheets.
Genius.
And something she'll team up with Chip and Joanna, and she'll have this whole fixer-upper Taylor line. It's coming.
Well, done.
Why not just
shut
the whole
up and take my
Taylor
money.
Swift TV network? I mean,
Oprah did it.
Yeah,
it's on
exactly.
If you go to On Demand on my TV, do you not have that? When you go on mine, it says Taylor Swift. Like, one of the categories is Taylor Swift.
It is? Yes. That's amazing.
It's
Taylor Swift on demand.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So another celebrity announced she's having a baby yesterday. Anyone guess who? Did you see this?
I don't think I saw this.
Oh, guess.
Besides Jesse James Decker.
Nope.
Yeah.
It's her first child.
Oh. Charlize Theron.
No.
Jennifer Lopez.
No.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. No. Also no. Natasha Bedingfield.
Yes.
Natasha Bedingfield and her husband, Matthew Robinson, are expecting.
Wow.
She announced it on Instagram with a picture of the baby bump.
And the picture's ridiculously cute. Like, they're the most gorgeous couple, and she has the perfect little baby bump.
And he's hugging her bump. It's adorable.
Yeah.
Good for her. So it wasn't
a little dog named Snuggles.
It was not. I'm not aware if that did happen.
Okay.
So on the Graham Norton show, Harrison Ford appeared to forget Blade Runner's co-star Ryan Gosling's name 3 times. And he's sitting right next to him.
They finally came up with a good with the story. As I read it, I read about the character that Ryan.
It's Ryan.
Ryan came to play, and I said, and with great enthusiasm, I called up the producers and I said, "Why don't we see if we can get
Ryan
Ryan Gosling?"
Yeah.
And they said, I don't know
Did
how
you say
to
Gosling.
Gosling. Brian.
Yes. You got that on tape?
Ryan Gosling. And I said, why don't... This is a great part for Ryan Gosling.
And that movie, Blade Runner 2049, is out now. That is your All Access.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Hey, Maroon 5, love somebody. It's Casey 102.
Wow.
Sorry, were you going to leave me out there on the island? Okay. The Show with Jen and Truda for Thursday morning. That is exactly what Adam Levine wanted that song to sound like. You know?
It was like the voice was right here in studio.
And he looks so much like him,
Would you have turned around for that?
Twins. It's like you're twins.
Do you know what's funny? So we were talking about Friday the 13th being tomorrow. You guys have got some sort of surprise planned happening at 9 a.m.? Yes, that's...
That's about, I think, what time they're getting here.
Yeah, okay. 9 a.m. tomorrow, surprise here on the show for me.
Yep.
Last night, we were talking about looking for mixtapes yesterday, trying to find like our old 1980s mixtapes. So I was going through a bunch of cassettes last night, and I found one of myself saying... Hi, this is Jennifer Elizabeth Johnson. It's Friday the 13th, 1985. I'm 10 years old. And if someday I have kids, hi, this is your mom. I'm 10. Weirdest tape ever. And it sounds super ghosty because, you know, in 1985, I probably recorded it on some crappy, you know, little boombox, whatever.
Yeah.
So the audio is terrible. And it sounds like you're listening to like a ghost tape and you just hear my little... My little 10-year-old voice in the background. Hi, it's Jennifer Elizabeth Johnson, Friday the 13th.
That sounds like the beginning of a weird horror film.
It was the beginning of The Show with Jen and Truda in 1985.
It was, yeah.
Me making my very first radio tapes.
I wasn't born.
Because at the same time, I was on my Fisher-Price tape recorder doing the same thing, yes.
Do you have yours?
I've got tapes out the wazoo at home everywhere, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Will you bring that tape in tomorrow?
I will.
I think there's one cassette recorder left in this building.
Well, and that was my thought yesterday. I go, do we even have the equipment left in? It's like finding a VCR. I can't even find a VCR to play my tapes from 2008. Don't have a VCR. Pathetic. Huh? So, yes, I will bring in my Jennifer Elizabeth Johnson, Friday the 13th, 1985. Dun, dun, dun. And then I was going to bring in another tape because this is how we used to make tapes, Shaylee.
Uh-huh.
You would record music off the radio. So I would record whatever station, maybe it was ZZ99 that used to do like a top 9 at 9.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what DJ it is, but he's doing the pump up the jam. Pump, pump, pump. And that's how he leads into the song. And he's like, at number 4, 4, 4. It's so awesome. I'm like, is this Shotgun? Like, who is this
back in the
day? Chuck Nasty? Like, who would this have been?
No, it was probably Rollins.
Doing the top 9.
Johnny Rollins. Johnny Rockin' Rollins.
But this is how the young dream was planted into my head.
Mm-hmm.
How I got here, making the billions of dollars that I'm making now.
You got it. That's fantastic.
We got a message on the text line. 1999 said, why do you use your middle name?
Yeah.
That was your whole radio name.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Jennifer Elizabeth Johnson.
Okay.
Truda, did you have a weird name too?
I was always myself, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and he's like, we're the only two people in radio using our real names.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much.
Still in the phone book as of a few years ago. I mean, when they had phone books.
Right.
That anybody cared about. Oh, boy. Now she gets to do 10 items or less.
Jennifer Elizabeth Johnson, the day before Friday the 13th. Gusty winds predicted across Northern California today, increasing the rapid spread of wildfires. At least 23 people have been killed. More than 3,500 buildings have been burned to the ground in the most destructive fires in the state in decades. Winds are expected to die down later in the day. This was big news yesterday. Boy Scouts announced plans to admit girls starting next year and establish a new program for older girls using the same curriculum as the Boy Scouts. So under the plan, Cub Scout dens will be single gender, either all boys or all girls. The larger packs will have the option to welcome both genders if they choose. The program for older girls is expected to start in 2019 and will enable girls to earn the rank of Eagle Scout. Boy Scout leaders say the change is needed to provide more options for parents. I'm confused by this only because I don't understand why the girls can't do the same thing in Girl Scouts, but we're not in Girl Scouts, so I guess I don't understand the differences and I don't know what they do differently.
As an Eagle Scout, I see people on social media say this is a good thing because Girl Scouts doesn't have the same end result that Boy Scouts does.
You can't become an Eagle Scout.
Well, I mean, they have an award that you earn at the finale, but you learn things in Boy Scouts like tying knots and stuff. Do you learn that in Girl Scouts? I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, I don't know.
Oh, please tell me.
I wasn't a Girl Scout.
tell me they're not earning them by vacuuming and like baking cookies.
Well, I don't think it's that.
No, I know they do a lot of like volunteer stuff.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. But
the Girl
Scouts
in our school, I know they do a lot of like field trip type things. Like we had a group come through here like 6 months ago, and they were learning about radio and what it's like to work in radio. And so
yeah, sure.
But that's all I know about it. What do I know? Nothing. Oak Park Mall announced that they will be closed on Thanksgiving. The mall's going to reopen at 6 a.m. on Friday, November 24th, for people who want a Black Friday shop. The Legends Outlets has also said they will be closed on Thanksgiving and will reopen at 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Shaylee, you're going Black Friday shopping with me. We already get up at 3:45.
Better you than me.
But I get one day a year to sleep in.
We're already going to be up early. This is what we do every day. This is our time. This is it. You and me, we're doing it.
Okay.
In matching shirts.
Well, wait, what?
I may have already ordered us Black Friday shirts. Andy Cohen's going to replace Kathy Griffin for CNN's New Year's Eve show. The Bravo host and executive producer will join Anderson Cooper for the network's 11th New Year's Eve special. CNN cut ties with Griffin after she posted a photo of herself holding a fake severed head resembling President Trump. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
You guys ready for this?
Yes,
we got three callers on the line, Jesse, Deborah, and Michelle. So this week, October 11th to be exact, of 1975, 42 years ago, SNL made its debut on NBC, Saturday Night Live. That prompted us to revisit the Rolling Stone article that came out at the end of last year that said they have ranked the top 145 cast members, all 145 prior cast members of SNL. I have a list here of the top 40.
Okay. This is a good list.
So, I'll give you a moment to revisit the top cast members of SNL. Let you guess. Let's revisit 1975, the October 11th. George Carlin was the very first guest host. Here was part of his monologue.
Nice to see you. Welcome, and thanks for joining us live. I'm kind of glad that we're on at night so that we're not competing with all the football and baseball games. So many, man. All the time. And this is the time of year when there's both, you know? Football's kind of nice. They changed it a little bit. They moved the hash marks in. Guys found them and smoked them anyway. But you know, football wants to be the number one sport, national pastime. There are things about the words surrounding football and baseball which give it all away. In football, you wear a helmet. In baseball, you wear a cap. In football, you get a penalty. In baseball, you make an error. Whoops! The object in football is to march downfield and penetrate enemy territory and get into the end zone. In baseball, the object is to go home. I'm going home.
George Carlin from the first SNL.
And so each one of these listeners is playing along with Joey, Shaylee, and myself.
Right. Jesse, Deborah, and Michelle.
All right. So
who's
Jesse.
Playing with who?
Well, Jesse, you can play along with me. Deb, you'll be with Joey. And Michelle, you are with Shaylee.
Okay.
So whichever one of us gets highest on this survey is the winner.
All righty.
Okay.
Here we go. Who's going first?
Can I go first? I'll
you
go first.
You can go first. Okay.
I'm going to go with my man, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy in the list of the top cast members of SNL. At number two.
Okay, number two.
Oh, geez, no pressure.
Does that make, Shaylee next?
Yeah.
I'm going to be surprised if she knows anybody on this list. But you should remember, SNL cast members, they went on to become huge actors, actresses, movie stars.
I mean, I'm going to go with Will Ferrell.
I think, oh, that's a good pick. I had him on my
pick. Yep. And number 12.
Yeah.
Number 12.
Uh-huh. There we go for Shaylee. Joey.
I got to go with John Belushi.
I had him next.
Number one.
I had him two on my list. I feel like this was very sided.
That's
he watches
okay.
Saturday Night Live every day.
I know, right?
Yeah, so did I.
Do you have somebody else, Jen, that you want to throw out there?
I had Phil Hartman on there, too.
Okay.
I think he was one of the best.
Number seven.
Yep. Dan Aykroyd also has to be up there. And Gilda Radner. I had a whole list. Like, I could just list the entire cast.
Shales, what, did you have anybody
else?
Oh,
I was out.
You were out after Will Ferrell?
Pretty close.
I thought you were going to say Tina Fey.
What about,
Oh, yeah.
Which would have been third.
Jimmy Fallon? Yeah. Anyone? Like?
Yeah. See, I thought all the newer ones, it wouldn't have been as high.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis, you would have known him. He's 25th. He's 25 on the list.
Okay.
Chris Rock? I mean, you know Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Okay, 21st. Adam Sandler, 17.
What about Chris Farley?
Chris Farley was 15.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put Chris Rock that high.
I remember actually seeing this list when it came out, and I know Dead Last.
Oh, come on.
That was like 3 or 4 years ago. But Dead Last, Robert Downey Jr.
That's true. Yes.
Yep.
The top 10 is they have it here. Chevy Chase, number 9, Gilda Radner. Mm-hmm. Number 8, Amy Poehler. Number 7, Phil Hartman. Number 6, Bill Murray, our man Bill Murray. Aww. Number 5, Dan Aykroyd. Number 4 was Mike Myers. Number 3, Tina Fey. Number 2, Eddie Murphy. And number 1, John Belushi.
Dude,
there you go.
Where's my girl Jane Curtin? Come on.
You know what? Not in the top 45.
Oh!
Really? No.
Ouch.
Right? Yeah. Huh. Killer.
All right. Wow. There you go.
All right.
So the winner then of the tickets, Joey's partner, Deb? Deborah? Debbie?
Deborah? Good morning, Deborah.
Hey.
Guess what? Joey just won you some pink tickets.
Yes!
Fantastic. You're going to that show at Sprint Center in March.
I'm excited.
Yay.
All right. You alone for 1 second. Entertainment news coming up next with Jen.
We'll tell you what James Vanderbeek revealed on Twitter late last night.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Tony and Emmy Award-winning actor Hugh Jackman is 49. From Growing Pains, the man who I thought would be my husband, Kirk Cameron, is 47. I had posters everywhere of Kirk Cameron. He came to Worlds of Fun. Shaylee, did you ever know that there were concerts at Worlds of Fun? Like, you know, there's like a stage and a performance area. They used to do concerts and shows and stuff.
Oh, sure.
And Kirk Cameron came there and did a Q&A session. And that place was packed.
Right.
With teenage girls.
How old was he?
I mean, then 16, 17?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And
How old
was
were you?
Probably 13-ish. Oh. And his mom was standing in the back. And I remember going up to his mom and talking to her. And she gave me her autograph. And I still have, to this day, a headshot of Kirk Cameron with Barbara Cameron on it. So I met his mom.
Oh, my.
That's fantastic.
That was me.
His mom's autograph.
I'm telling you. A weirdo.
You didn't get his autograph.
No, didn't meet him. Met his mom, me and Babs, hanging out, you know. And from the Hunger Games trilogy, actor Josh Hutcherson is 25 today. Those of you who are obsessed with Food Network, not only does Holiday Baking Championship premiere November 6th, but there's a Kansas City guy competing on it. He's an executive chef. And I've done some internet stalking on this guy. Apparently, he works in Overland Park now, but he used to work for the Intercontinental, also worked for the Adams Mark.
Oh.
So I'm hoping he goes far.
Full resume.
Love Holiday Baking Championship. We've got the story up on our Facebook page, so you can check out the KC1021 page. Give us a like while you're there. Ben Affleck is apologizing for groping an actress and former MTV host on the air back in 2003 when she was hosting MTV's TRL. So Hillary Burton, who we love because she always comes to Big Slick, she spoke out about the encounter with Affleck on Twitter after Affleck had condemned disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein yesterday. Affleck wrote on Twitter, "I acted inappropriately toward Miss Burton and I sincerely apologize." Burton hosted TRL before landing a role on TV's One Tree Hill back in the early 2000s.
Which I'd forgotten about. I forgot that she was on MTV.
Yeah, and we're showing the promo yesterday. She says, "Someone tweak my left boob." That was Ben Affleck. It's all there.
Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And James Vanderbeek has revealed he, too, was a victim of sexual harassment. The 40-year-old Dawson's Creek star spoke out about his experiences as a younger actor in Hollywood. On Twitter late last night, Vanderbeek said he had been the target of older men. He said, "I've had my ass grabbed by older, powerful men. I've had them corner me in inappropriate sexual conversations when I was much younger." He said, "I understand the unwarranted shame, powerlessness, and inability to blow the whistle. There's a power dynamic that feels impossible to overcome." He went on to say that he applauds everybody speaking out against Weinstein. Is this the theme song to Growing Pains?
Yeah.
Shaylee just knows Candace.
I know him, too.
The younger one.
But I know Candace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more familiar with her.
Oh, show me that smile. Don't waste another minute.
It was on
Tuesday nights. This was my every Tuesday night growing pains.
Was this on the intro to your radio show? Jennifer Elizabeth Johnson show?
My young radio show.
Growing pains. You could have called it that.
I should have.
It was a great, yes, it was must-see TV for me.
It was on after Who's the Boss, right? Who's the Boss was 7,
was right?
And then
yeah.
Growing Pains was 7:30.
Okay, yeah.
God, I had no life as a child. This was it.
And then China Beach? Was that on right after?
No, I didn't watch that.
Because I feel like I turned it after Growing Pains. I didn't come to appreciate, you know, war shows until later.
Kirk Cameron.
Still have that autograph.
That's not weird at all. Mm-mm.
Thanks, Barbara.
Tomorrow on the Friday the 13th version of the show, we have something special for Jen. It's supposed to arrive here about 9 o'clock, about this time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Some sort of surprise.
Yes.
It's Friday the 13th, so it
could be
a ginormous snake. It could be good news, and you're trying to throw me off track. I haven't decided which
tell
route.
You.
Could be Ratman. No, he's already been here. You wouldn't do the same thing again. That's, it's been done.
Oh.
Get something different for you.
Find out tomorrow.
Think about that.
We'll probably video it, too.
I'm sure we will, yeah. Maybe Facebook Live or something.
Thank you to the text line. 9168 said, OMG, I was there at Worlds of Fun to see Kirk Cameron, too. Those were the days. That's your entertainment.
I saw Jan and Dean there. All right, traffic and weather coming up. We'll check one more before bonus time at KC102.1.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.